Joining me in the Catalyst studio today are Parish Patel, who is the CEO of HCI Group, and Kevin Mitchell, who's the president of TipTap. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So it's an interesting story. I think that what I love the most about it is that it's one of those Tampa Bay success stories, born and bred, and you know it hasn't been celebrated enough. But I also think the innovation that led to its creation is pretty cool too. So there's a lot of interesting things to dig into. You know, so let's start by setting it up with HCI Group as a very successful publicly traded insurance company. And Parish, you had a mandate to be ready to, you know, that old role is if you don't innovate yourself, someone will innovate you for you. And you decided to innovate yourself. Can you walk us through the thinking that led to that?
Yes, absolutely. So HCI Group started when all the big insurance companies were pulling out of Florida. And we said, if you're Floridian, you're going to need insurance somehow. So we started our own company to do it. And by about 2011, it was doing, you know, reasonably well, quite successful. And we actually finally got a chance to look up and say, what does the future hold? And you figured that somewhere in the future, insurance will be done very differently. The world doesn't stay the same, innovate or die. Mm-hmm. So we said, how is it going to be done 20 years from now? Let's be the people who do it. So that's what led to the seeds of innovation, of forget the past, how will you do it in the future? And step by step, we did a set of developments, which eventually led to the formation of TipTap in 2016.
Can you walk us through those developments? How did it start internally?
Well, we had to get developers and programmers. So we actually got a team of people. Ironically, we bought a company in India with 80 people called Exio. So we started with that. And then we hired more people in the U.S. here in Tampa. So people working on state-of-the-art software. So you go beyond databases to NoSQL databases, Mongo, those kinds of things. So we started working on those things. And when the technology got ripe, good enough, we said, how do we show the world how much better you can do insurance with this technology? Well, the simplest way to do it is to eat your own cooking. So we said, let's start an insurance company that uses nothing but these new tools to do insurance. And that's what launched TipTap on March 1, 2016. And since the 3.5 years, almost 4 years since that's happened, it's been incredible the growth and the success the company has had. I think Kevin can speak more towards that.
Yeah, Kevin, so how did your vision for what it needed to be and how TipTap should use technology, how did that sort of play together to get to where you are today?
Yeah, I think one of the big things that people often miss is going and talking with the agents and understanding what they need for their business to grow their enterprise. And when we went out and had these conversations with Main Street agents, a big piece of what they said was critically important to them was efficiency and technology. So having those conversations and really building a product around the needs of our outsourced sales force, we found to be quite valuable.
Yeah, and you say 2016, and we're at around $60 million in revenue. And so, I mean, man, if you think about it in the terms of all the other startups, and you are a technology startup, and you think about it in terms of all the companies that are raising and growing their companies, I can think of only a handful of companies that have gone in, 4 years to that level. So that's something to be celebrated for sure. What are some of the differentiators that you were able to unlock with this cutting-edge technology?
We started out with a flood product in 2016. Obviously, in the greater Tampa Bay area, flood is a big concern for a lot of homeowners. So we set out to simplify that buying process. You know, historically, people buy flood insurance from the government, the National Flood Insurance Program, the NFIP. And it's extremely cumbersome process. There's pages and pages of questions. A lot of those questions just don't relate to your situation. And, Parish and I took a step back and said, there's got to be a better way to solve flood insurance and ultimately quote and bind coverage. So with the help of the technology team, we went out and we gathered all the critical pieces of data we would need to make an underwriting decision. And we simplified it. And we have it now where you go to TipTap.com, TYPTAP.com, and you put in your street address, and we only ask you two underwriting questions, and you can get a quote and actually bind that policy on your phone, on your iPad, on your iPhone, or on your laptop.
Well, the insurance world is full of crazy characters and people who put a lot of money into customer acquisition. How have you cut through the noise with regard to, you know, this great technology that you have to get some mind share when it comes to some of the other folks?
So it's actually a very interesting item, right? Because it's very easy to run lots of ads and get mind share that way. But if you make a better product, you know that old thing of build a better mousetrap and the world will find a way to your door? We launched TipTap, and every thought oh my God, this thing's so easy to use. People won't want to use insurance agents.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody walks down that path. In reality, this is exactly the opposite. The person who makes very efficient is the insurance agent.
Right.
Because in the old days with the government program, to do a flood quote would take an agent an hour, hour and a half of his time to answer all those questions.
Right.
To get one quote. With us, he gets a quote in 2 minutes. If he has no value for his time,
right,
then it doesn't make any difference. But if you value your time, that's a huge savings. And the agents loved it because, and why they really loved it more, is that if a homeowner uses our product, they come to our website once, find their policy, buy their policy, and that's it. An agent has to do this over and over and over again for all their customers. And so suddenly, that's how we had a hit on our hands, was, you know, agents came to us and said, you have no idea how much of my weekends you freed up by being so easy. And of course, it's always online all the time.
Right.
So if you want a quote at 3 o'clock in the morning, knock yourself out.
That's great. It's one thing to talk about whether it saves, you know, the agent time or whether it saves a customer time, but it's not to be lost in that is how hard it is to save that time. You have this thing that's simple on the front end, obviously, to replace all of those if-thens and whatnot on the back end. You have to have a pretty robust technology. What's the magic behind making something complicated simple when it comes to flood insurance?
When you take a look at the peril of flood, there's a number of pieces of information that you're going to need in order to make, you know, appropriate underwriting decisions. So we started down a path to collect full underwriting data on every single family home in Florida. It's about 5.4 million homes. And some of the critical information that we need to know is obviously if it's in which flood zone it's in. And there's three flood zones, V, A, and X. V is on the coast or wave action, velocity, surge. A is a proximity to water. Both A and V, you have to buy flood insurance if you have a mortgage on the home. And then X is optional. And for us, we needed to determine what flood zone the home was in and the elevation. And if you understand those two key elements, you're on the path. On top of that, you need to understand all the different characteristics of the home, obviously the value and some of the building components, so you can make sure that in the event that there is a flood, that you've charged the appropriate premium to, you know, fix the home and repair the homeowner's life.
Right.
A different way of looking at this thing is that when, in the old way, somebody walks into an agent's office and they're trying to quote one policy, one flood policy, what are the questions that they're answering for that hour? You know, and where do they get information to answer those questions? It all has to come from somewhere, right? So once you sort of think about this, say, well, why don't we just go out there and get it beforehand so we can just populate it for them? Seems a very simple thing to do. In a different way, Google did a similar thing, right? When you think about street maps, right? Everyone needs a map and you figure out where you are and everything else. If you have Google Maps, they already did all of that and they just show you your relevant piece. We did a very similar thing. We went and got the information on 5.3 million homes in the state of Florida, and we got all the information about them so that now when you're asking the question, we just say, which house are you talking about? And we have all the information. So it cuts a lot of inefficient time out because we know exactly what you're talking about. And here's our answer.
That makes a lot of sense. And with TypTap's success, you know, how has that played back into its position with HCI?
I can answer that in the simplest way. So when TypTap started a few years ago, where our headquarters is, the sign on the building said HCI.
Uh-huh.
As of last November, the sign says TypTap Insurance. It's become a key focus because what we can already see is what the way TypTap is doing insurance, and we've gone expanded from flood into homeowners as well now. The way it's doing it is the way most of America were buying insurance. Not necessarily from TypTap, but that's how we would be doing it a decade from now.
Right.
It's just so much easier. It's just like, you know, when the iPhones came out. We didn't go out and buy one the first day. But here we are 12 years later. Everybody uses a smartphone. Same kind of thing.
And with this train rolling, Kevin, what are some of your personal goals? What are you looking to do as a leader of TypTap going into the coming year?
It's a very interesting question. For us, we want to just continue to build on the momentum we've built since 2016. And we had a lot of success and growth in 2019. But I think one of the things that we're always staying focused on is, you know, from an insurance standpoint, is we don't make anything. And ultimately, it's four corners and a promise. And we want to continue to build that confidence with our agents and then obviously our policyholders. And the goal now in 2020 is to get to that $100 million in revenue before the end of the year, but in a profitable manner.
Right. And, you know, I think of when I look at our flood insurance, for me, you know, me personally, it's always associated with government policies, and you're offering an alternative to that. So why is going through a private insurer like TypTap preferable to the government offerings?
I think, you know, the NFIP and TypTap, they both, you know, serve a purpose, mm-hmm. being that the government is there to offer coverage in case private market isn't available. I think with private market flood, having an alternative in comparison to the government is a tremendous amount of value, because there's some, you know, historical rules in which the NFIP prices flood that might be a little out of step with the current market. So what we've seen in, you know, Pinellas and Hillsborough County in the greater Tampa Bay area is we're seeing a lot of folks find value in an alternative in private market. And in certain situations, TypTap can be a more affordable option from a flood standpoint. And we're seeing this, you know, help tremendous amount of people. It's helping realtors sell homes. It's helping homeowners figure out whether they can qualify to buy, you know, maybe potentially their first home. And with the National Flood Insurance Program, you know, rates continuing to escalate, a lot of people see TypTap as a safe haven or an oasis, if you will, as an option for private flood.
Cool. So looking at the company itself, you know, beyond the product, growing the success in Tampa Bay is fantastic. Parrish mentioned having initially a development team in India, and now you're growing the team here locally. What's been your process for attracting and maintaining the kind of development staff you need to keep this technology up and running?
Yeah, I think for us, it's been a big piece of the work environment, very collaborative. When you look at the team that's been built, we really lean on each other for creative ideas. The best idea wins. We really allow folks to speak up and share thoughts, and we feel that that ultimately drives the best result.
And what about diversity? What's the TypTap, you know, goal for having a diverse work staff?
I think that obviously is critically important. You know, the diversity for HCI and TypTap, it started in the beginning, back to 2006.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes an interesting conversation because, you know, people come into our office and make comments in regards to the tremendous diversity that we have, and we don't really think anything of it because it's always been that way, whether it's a, you know, a gender diversity or ethnic diversity. And we have it, you know, top down from our board down to, you know, our underwriting to customer service to claims, operations, sales and marketing. We pride ourselves on that. And when you think about it, the Tampa Bay area is a diverse community, and we're a reflection of that community.
I'm Parrish, just curious, how did you end up in Tampa Bay via India and the UK and now sunny Florida?
Actually, you know, a lot of Tampa Bay people talk about attracting talent and people from elsewhere to start companies and whatever. I guess I was one of the success stories.
Yeah.
I graduated from university in England, and I was offered a job by a company in Tampa, and actually in Largo, Florida, I guess. It was called Paradigm back in 85, and that's what brought me to the area. And frankly speaking, you sort of come here in the middle of February, look around, and you go, someday I'm going to retire here. You know, by good fortune, I got here 40 years too early. I'm going to take a full advantage of it, and that's why I always stayed.
I'd be remiss if I didn't dig into, you know, given that you are a private flood insurance company operating in a space that's largely, you know, dictated by a lot of weird bureaucracy and, you know, government designations and things like that. And, you know, the main other off provider is the government itself. I think people listening to this are going to be interested in flood insurance and probably relevant to their lives. So what sort of your insider's take on what the government is doing right and what they're doing wrong with regards to all things flood designation?
Well, I think the government, in their defense, are running a program. And so consequently, they have to take on all comers and they have to have certain rates and rules and regulations. In fact, actually, it gets really interesting even when they have to pay a claim, because it's the government. They have to make sure that your claim is valid. And until and unless they can get that done, they shouldn't send you a dime. You know, there's an old joke that if you have a heart attack in the waiting room of the VA hospital, you'll get the best care possible only after they figure out you're a veteran, right? It's a similar kind of thing, right? Yeah. Government rules get you into those kinds of things. We operate more as a private insurance carrier, so we know we have to look after our customers. So that takes you in a different direction. But the other thing that also happens is because of the government set out doing this a certain way 50 years ago, and it has calcified into this one government bureaucracy, for them to change how they do it, it's very difficult. You know, it's just difficult to change that mindset.
Sure.
We had the advantage of coming at it with fresh eyes, looking at it, how the future should be, not how the past was. and we approached it differently, and the technology now speaks for itself.
And so you're not bound then by the, you know, the algorithms. I know that recently, I mean, maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago, you know, one of the scientific organizations came back and they rezoned, and, you know, people that weren't in flood zones became in flood zones. I think they were a little more conservative, actually. And so with that, then, you know, are you able to price independently of that so that you can actually, you know, unlock some of that, you know, private company flexibility to get uniquely good rates in certain places?
Yeah. I mean, what we basically do is that, and to give an idea as to how different we are to the government's been raising rates every year for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've never raised rates ever.
Wow.
It's been the same rate. And the reason being is that how we look at it differently is this is the rate we're going to charge. And we sort of look at any risk and say, is it a profitable risk or is it not? So, and if that rate works for you, there's a price that's better than you paying the government, then obviously you'll come to us. Nobody is forced to come to TypTap.
Right.
It's entirely done by choice. But that's why you make it easy. It's very easy for us to tell you what we think it's going to cost you for you to be one of our customers. And we leave it up to you, the customer, to decide whether it's a economically beneficial decision for you to make or not, right?
Right. I've enjoyed the conversation. One of the reasons I was most excited about having you in, obviously I'm curious about flood insurance and all things business, but you know, it's so important that we tell the success stories of our area, you know, to come at it with a spirit of innovation and say, let's get this future thing out there and build it, you know, and to get it to such a strong run rate in 4 years, profitable, not raising rates, good technology, local jobs. I think it's just something that everybody should be aware of, and it's a job well done.
Thank you.
Thanks.